it's Canzano. Thanks for making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe and leave us some feedback. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Multnomah Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough, non-invasive, drug-free solutions to ED problems. Call Multnomah Medical Clinic at 503-899-4199 or visit them online at multnomahmedical.com.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
So excited for this interview. Coming up, Marcus Lattimore, former running back at South Carolina, signed an NFL contract. He is doing something big now in the state of Oregon. If for those of you who love college football, you'll remember Marcus Lattimore. Just his second game as a freshman in 2010, 37 carries, 182 yards, two touchdowns against Georgia. Follows that up with 93 yards and two touchdowns against Alabama, rushing, another touchdown reception. Terrific player. SEC championship game, played against Auburn, Alabama. Adriana, you know Marcus Lattimore's story. You were probably a kid rooting for Auburn when he was running the football. Severe knee injuries in the next couple of seasons. Declared for the draft. And everybody wondering what happened to Marcus Lattimore. Well, he's on with us now. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. That feels like an eternity ago as you go through that chronologically. But just thank you for having me.
I'm going to keep you here. We're going to tell stories. We're going to figure out what you're going. You're going to inspire some people. I know that because I know you're doing some big things. But let's go back to college. That freshman year. You jump in there in September of 2010, second game you've ever played in college football, 182 yards against Georgia. What did that feel like to you?
Wow. I tell you what, for me coming to South Carolina, I have to give credit to Stephon and Alshon. They recruited me when I was a high school senior and kind of inspired me. I saw what they did as freshmen the year before. And I said, you know what, we're building something special at South Carolina. Let's go ahead and continue that. But it felt, how did that feel? It was an out-of-body experience. I'll tell you what, I was nervous. I was anxious. I was excited at the same time. But, you know, I did exactly what the coaches told me to do. Coach Spurrier, you know, he recruited me and told me he was going to run the football. And I guess we proved that the second game of the year, as you mentioned. But, man, it was an amazing experience. It really was. I was full of youth, a little bit healthier than I my body was a little bit healthier than I was. I am now at the time. But, man, the only way to describe playing in the SEC is just you have to be at your best every single week. And, you know, the competition that we were playing against, thankfully I had a great offensive line, but the competition we were playing against, guys are still in the NFL right now today. And what an amazing opportunity for me to be a freshman and go out there and compete against the best. And, you know, that's what we did. And I'm just thankful.
Out of high school, you were a high school All-American. You know, your recruitment was a big deal. It was Auburn and South Carolina that were competing for you. You were a South Carolina-born kid. You were a South Carolina kid that went to high school in South Carolina. That must have been a big deal and maybe a lot of pressure. Did you feel pressure there and pride in picking South Carolina, not going out of state?
Well, if I'm being honest, I never was a South Carolina or Clemson fan, however. When I started to get recruited, I felt the rivalry. I felt how deep the roots were.
Yeah.
And it was something about that draw, that energy. And, you know, it also helped that a lot of the guys that I was competing against in high school, Bruce Ellington, Dylan Thompson, guys that, you know, went on and had great careers in college and also a little bit in the NFL, they were going to South Carolina as well. So I felt the pressure from all over. I mean, in South Carolina, there's no pro team, you know, so you're either rooting for South Carolina or Clemson. It's a very small state, and we love the game of football. And because of that, at a young age, you start to feel the sense of celebrity that surrounds athletes in the state. And making that decision to go to South Carolina, I understood the magnitude of it, but I did not understand the depth of it and how deep it runs. But I've created lifelong relationships and lifelong friends, and you know, South Carolina will always be home, but happy to be here in Portland.
Marcus Lattimore is our guest. You are here. You are working at Lewis and Clark College. You're a life coach. You're a football coach. You've been through some stuff, because we talk about that great freshman season. And as a sophomore, you have a ligament injury. As a junior, you have a massive injury to that right knee. Had you experienced any kind of injury like that as a high school player or anything, or was this all new to you?
Oh, gosh. The first time I ever had an extensive injury that took me out for a long period of time was my sophomore year against Mississippi State. That you mentioned, I tore my ACL and MCL. I was having a great season, you know, because of the guys around me. I was four games away from winning the Heisman Trophy. I was first in rushing, first in touchdowns. And, my season was cut short after that injury, and I honestly didn't know how to handle that. You know, I was always saw those injuries. You know, you see them on TV, and you see guys who suffer things similar, whether it be a shoulder, ankle, knee, but you never think it's going to be you. And I kind of lived in that bubble. It's not going to be me. I worked hard. I did everything I was supposed to do, but that was something that was never in my mind until it actually happened. And, you know, you kind of feel exiled from the team a little bit, but, you know, little did I know, there was a lot more adversity coming around.
That next year is a devastating injury. I tweeted that I was excited to have you on the show, and people began to say if that was the most heartbreaking thing that they had seen. You came back from the initial knee surgery and the repair. Your junior year, you have an injury that essentially tears every ligament in the right knee, nerve damage to the knee. Steve Spurrier, I can remember after that game against Tennessee, was distraught talking about the knee injury. That day and that injury, it you're going through it again, aren't you? I mean, that it's like, oh, here I go again.
Your body goes into shock in a moment like that. And, you know, I like you had mentioned, I'd never really been through anything like that. And when football is your everything, you know, you put all of your effort into perfecting your craft. And, you know, from the time I was 7 years old, you know, to the day I retired at 23, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And that was the only thing that I worked on. You know, school was important, you know, but if I'm being honest, football was a little bit more important than school at the time. And, you know, everything revolved around that. You know, so when something like that happens, you feel as if you have no purpose. You feel as if you have no direction, no blueprint to follow anymore. And, you know, when it happened, my body went into shock for about 30 minutes. I just really couldn't believe it happened. You know, and, you know, they take me back into the athletic training room, and all the people that care about me are around. It was almost as if it was a mourning. We were mourning a loss. You know, when I look back on it, I can laugh and I can, you know, in retrospect, look back on it and say, wow. But, you know, at the time, it was a big gray cloud that couldn't leave me. And it was a tough time in my life, but thankfully I have great people around me, my friends, my family, and they were able to get me back up, and also the fans. I mean, I received letters from all across the country. Over 200,000 letters are still sitting in my mom's basement right now. And you know, very appreciative and grateful for all the support, because I was able to get back up because of that.
Our guest, Marcus Lattimore, former South Carolina running back in the NFL, picked by the 49ers in the fourth round of the 2013 draft. Had to feel good, because that had to be a dream back in high school. And you had to wonder, maybe after that junior year, is this really ever going to happen for me? It does happen for you. You get drafted. You get a contract.
And I come to a beautiful place. And Coach Harbaugh and the GM at the time, Trent Baalke, put their trust and belief in me. I was able to be around one of the best mentors you can ever have, and Frank Gore, and you know, around all of these Hall of Famers who are professionals, and you know, you pick up so many good habits when you're around those guys. And, you know, I worked out, and you know, for 2 years straight, I did nothing but work out and learn the playbook. Unfortunately, my knee was not responding the way that I wanted it to. Had a few minor injuries, and you know, I looked at my life. I started to be a little bit more farsighted. I was scared of the future because I knew that my knee wasn't responding the way I wanted it to, and there was a possibility that I wouldn't get back to that level, and I didn't. And that was hard to admit, you know, for the longest time. But I had to be farsighted. I knew that, you know, with the habits that I have, at least I could transition into something else. And I put the cleats down and I hung them up, and it was a hard day, but I, you know, went back to school, got my degree, and dude, now we're here. And it's, you know, looking back on it, I wouldn't change one thing that happened, because, you know, I learned so much about myself. And you realize that no matter what stage of life that you're in, you know, if you're able to look that adversity in the eye, whatever obstacle that you're facing, if you're able to look at it and sit with it, you can use that pain that you're going through, that suffering that you're going through, you can use it to serve somebody else. And quite frankly, John, that's just what I'm trying to do in this next phase of my life, you know, help these young men.
You founded the Marcus Lattimore Foundation Dreams, which is committed to developing programs for kids. You emphasize Christian values, character, life skills, education, recreation, health, wellness. I mean, that is, yeah, you've got focus, and you're focused on people, and you're focused on where communities need you most. You're focused on kids. Why does that matter to you? Why do you want to help kids?
Oh, man, because I was lost a long time. I was lost for a very long time. I call it the transitory gauntlet, you know, that time, that period in life where you work on something and you become pretty good at it. And, you know, football, just like any other sport, has an expiration date. And you have to find that next thing, whatever that thing is, that next skill or that interest. And it was hell trying to find it. But I also knew that I looked at my life and, you know, some of the things that I've been through personally, some of the good habits and some of the bad habits that I developed. I looked at how I was able to overcome some of the adversity that I've been through. So, you know, developing emotional resiliency, that's something that, you know, try to preach. But it's just, you look at what matters in life. And, you know, if you're not helping people or helping yourself, there's a lot of energy that you're wasting on things that don't matter. And, you know, that's really the approach that I try to take to life. Where can I serve? Keep learning, keep serving, and try to teach courageously. Because, you know, I know from experience, I know from being in front of young men and women, the things I'm saying, that they're resonating. And there's a lot of guys who will walk in my shoes, or will walk the same path as a student athlete in high school and college. What can I do to help them navigate through those challenges that life is going to present? That's important. I feel like that's my life. That's been my testimony. So I might as well give back to that area. I'm fulfilled while I'm doing it, John. It's something that I enjoy. It gives me life to be able to help someone else. And I don't think I'll do, until I'm dead and gone, I don't think I'll be doing anything else.
I love that. Marcus Lattimore is our guest. You're at Lewis and Clark. When I found out you were at Lewis and Clark College, I was like, how did Marcus Lattimore get here? What's the connection? What brought you here? And there's no football going on right now at Lewis and Clark because of the pandemic, but there's life coaching going on, I'll bet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, the West Coast is beautiful. My wife and I, we've known each other since high school. We've always loved to travel. And when I was in the Bay Area, we traveled up and down the West Coast, and we landed in Portland one January, and it was a place that, I mean, if you look outside right now, it's, 55, 60 degrees, and the sun is my ideal type of day. It's an outdoor mecca. Portland is just a beautiful place, and originally I had plans to go to France to study psychology. Mm-hmm. However, just as life goes, things are unpredictable and COVID came around. So that plan got canceled, and, we were looking for somewhere else to go. And Portland's just an ideal place for us. We love the outdoors, but, I researched a little bit, and I was intentional about trying to find a way that I could serve the community, and came across Lewis and Clark, and I saw they had a great counseling program, number one, one of the best counseling programs in the Northwest. And number two, I saw that Coach Losey and what he represented, what he stood for. We had a few conversations over email, a few conversations over the phone. Our values aligned, and as everybody knows, Coach Losey's a legend in the state of Oregon, and what he stands for, represent integrity in every program that he's ever been in. I wanted to be around a man like that. I wanted to be around a coaching staff like that. And, if I could add value to it with some of the things that I've learned and some of the programs that I've developed, it seemed like a win-win for me. And Lewis and Clark is, man, we're building something special there. We really are.
Marcus Lattimore, our guest. I'm glad you're there, Marcus, and I'm glad, I know that the players and the kids and the students there at Lewis and Clark are going to be better for you being there. Welcome, unofficially. You've been here a while, but welcome to this state. If I could take you back and let you talk to Marcus Lattimore in high school, what is life coach Marcus Lattimore telling, All-American high school football player Marcus Lattimore?
Wow. That's a great question. It is. I never really knew what maturity was. It was something that you obtained. And at that time in life, I was a pleaser. I wanted to make sure that coaches and teachers and people saw me in the best regard. And that's something I don't worry about now because I just value virtues. I value so many things that I didn't value at the time. There's some things, when you're at that age and people don't like to tell you no. So you develop this sense of entitlement, and that's something that a young kid can cover up. He can have respect in front of his elders, but, when he's with his boys, he's doing whatever he wants to do. And that's what I suffered from. I suffered from a public perception that didn't match the private, the inner alignment of myself. And I would just tell that 18-year-old kid to become more aware, value self-awareness, look in the mirror and be honest with yourself, and ask that kid, and ask yourself, am I really who I say I am? You know, because for the most part, I was, you know, I was mannerable. I had respect. You know, I had what every kid, you know, normal kid would have in that type of situation. But, you know, there's some things that I struggle with. But I would just tell that kid to become more self-aware, because we don't mature in age. We mature in awareness. And that's something that I want my guys at Lewis and Clark to really take. If they don't take away anything else, it's just to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself. And everything that we talk about every Tuesday when we meet, it'll reverse back to self-introspection. And looking in the mirror and being honest with yourself. Because if we can do that individually, collectively, we'll be unstoppable. And I'm excited because I feel like the guys are responding to it.
Marcus Lattimore, I'm glad you're here. We'll get you back on. I'd love to get you to talk some football maybe as the season goes on. I appreciate you and respect you. You got an inspiring story, and it's just started, man. I think football's just a piece of it. So thank you, man.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Marcus Lattimore on his way to a Heisman Trophy, but discovers maybe something bigger en route. Leave it here. On tomorrow's radio show, Mario Cristobal, Oregon Ducks football coach. He'll be with us. Head coach of the Ducks will be joining us. We had Jonathan Smith on yesterday's show, Oregon State's head coach. If you want a podcast of any of our show today, my dad joined for hour number one and talked about his minor league baseball career in places like Durham with the Durham Bulls and Tidewater, AAA with the New York Mets, and some of the characters and people that he played alongside and coaches that he had. Gil Hodges came up. Bobby Bonds came up. Louis Tiant came up. He talked about Tom Seaver and others. If you're a baseball person, a good hour of radio on baseball and family. Marcus Lattimore was an absolute joy to have. We just had him on, former South Carolina running back. Judah Newby, I know that spoke to your heart. He's your kind of interview.
Oh my goodness, is it ever? And I loved watching him play in college, and it was so, it was the sports version of tragedy when his career is cut short by injury. But you talk about emotional resilience. That's something, that's a characteristic that I really identify with and try to embrace in my life. Thank you for bringing him on. That was awesome stuff. I appreciate that.
When I found out he's at Lewis and Clark. I was we got to get him on. Like, what is he doing at Lewis and
Clark? We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.